Fuel bills are rising, mainly due to international factors. This winter, people will see higher bills for electricity, gas and solid fuel. Some reports suggest rises of €400 a year per household. The Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have promised to protect those most vulnerable. This could mean extending the fuel allowance to a wider group. But carbon tax on fuels is also going up next May. So how can the government balance a need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions against a need to keep people warm? Carol Coleman has this report.
We're living in apartments. There's about 30 people here. Everything here is electric and it's quite expensive to run, especially the heating. They're all electric heaters.
Alice, a pensioner in Galway, is wondering just how high her electricity bill will go this winter.
I mean, this is the depth of winter now we're talking about. If I had the two heaters here in the sitting room, plus a little kitchenette, and the one in the hall, my bill could be about 400 to 450 for a couple of months. I actually reduced it last year and tried to cope with two heaters. You wouldn't be putting the bedroom heater on, that's for sure. That really eats electricity.
Across Europe, everyone is asking the same question about energy prices. Dr. Craig Lowry, senior consultant with Cornwall Insights, which studies the energy market, says the current sharp rise in prices is due to many factors.
Strong competition for liquefied natural gas cargoes in the global market, specifically deliveries between Europe and the Asian market. There's also a relatively low level of gas in storage ahead of the coming winter. And in addition to that, there's been more British nuclear and gas power stations being offline than expected. There's been lower than anticipated solar and wind output.
The Taoiseach has hinted that next month's budget will help those worst hit by the rising cost of living. Inflation can lead to so-called fuel poverty, or not being able to keep warm at a reasonable cost. So who in Ireland is fuel poor? Lisa Ryan, Professor of Energy Economics in UCD, says there are three factors which determine this.
One is people's overall income level. So if you're, if you've got lower income, you're more likely to be energy poor. Then their energy use. This could be related to the size of the house, but often it's the energy efficiency of the house. So they may have poor quality housing. And then the third factor is energy prices. Of course, if you have high energy prices, then you're more likely to be less able to afford them.
So how can government encourage people to reduce carbon emissions and protect those who are energy poor? Professor Ryan says the €500 million raised annually in carbon tax can be used to reduce poverty through targeted allowances.
So I think what we will see is that the revenue that's raised from carbon tax will be used in as a fuel allowance, and that particularly will help older people, single people, but then also in child welfare. If you give it back in child welfare, you find that it actually does go to low income groups with larger households and can raise income levels in those households.
Peter Layden, I'm the director of Arrigna Fuels down here in North Roscommon.
And just tell me, are you, Peter, hearing a lot of concern from customers about what this winter is going to bring in terms of rising fuel prices?
Well, I think people are hearing every day on the news about the increase in cost of gas and of all fuels, including solid fuel. So the prices have gone up over the last few years and will go up again this year. Every day now we get telephone calls, what price are you for your fuel? And looking for the best options. And looking for cheaper and cheaper fuels, which are not necessarily the cleanest fuels.
Arrigna Fuels in County Roscommon produces smokeless fuels. But Peter Layden says the government's carbon tax is pushing people toward dirtier fuels. And he says driving border counties into Northern Ireland.
The biggest increaser of the price of fuels is the carbon tax introduced by the government. So it has been government policy to drive up the price of fossil fuels to get people to move to other fuels. The problem with that is that there are not many options for people. And the saver around here, of course, is that people can go north of the border and buy their fuel without carbon tax. And here they can save turf, which theoretically is liable to carbon tax, but which the revenue cannot collect. So turf is still a cheap option for people, and the other one, of course, is wood. And the problem with wood is that the emissions from the wood are making the towns more smoky, not less smoky, as the government policy wants.
Back in Galway, Alice will welcome any allowance the coming budget makes towards this winter's fuel bills.
Well, certainly, yes. We're always grateful for whatever comes.